It's great to speak with you. I knew you were in Seattle. Now you're going to be drying out when you come here to Arizona a little later this month. And most of your work, I mean, is opera. And I see some, you know, oratorio work there too, but mainly you're singing opera. This is a chance for you to do some chamber music.
Yes, and I love doing chamber music. I think it's one of the most wonderful parts of my job because you actually have complete, well, you and your team, your partners, whoever they may be, depending on the piece, have, you know, complete autonomy. And there's not a director or a musical director telling you, you know, what they want you to do. And that is one of the, I think, most exciting parts about chamber music. And I think that's why musicians in general love doing chamber music.
Well, it looks like you've worked with David Ehrlich before at festivals, I guess, in Virginia.
Yes, we have, several times. And then we actually did some stuff in Prague a few summers ago as well.
Well, it's going to be you, Teresa Ehrlich, the pianist will be playing, but you string players and a pianist. That's a different kind of collaboration than a singing ensemble.
Singing with string instruments in particular, I mean, it is so close to the voice in timbre and in the way that they try and play and do play is very reminiscent of voice. They actually work really well together, I think, strings and voice, because they can come together in a really special kind of way. It's just so glorious to be it's intimate and yet larger at the same time. It's not an orchestra, so it doesn't have this grand feeling. It's more intimate.
Can you just give me a couple of the pieces that we'll be hearing you sing with the string players and the pianist?
So I am doing a Goliath piece, and that one was with string quartet and soprano. And it's very, very beautiful. Goliath's music is usually ethnically inspired, so there's a little bit of folk flavor that you can find in it, and it's very ethereal in many ways. And the other thing about Goliath that's really fun is it's not, string quartet accompanying a soprano. It is a chamber music piece that includes soprano. So even though you would think that that might be more of a solo part, it's not. There's solo moments for everybody. It's really a complete collaboration. And then I'm doing some opera stuff, some opera selections with Teresa. And one of my favorite arias, Poison Aria, from Romeo and Juliet by Gounod. And that's the aria at the end where she's deciding whether or not to take the poison to become fake dead and be there in the tomb when Romeo is supposed to come and meet her. And so it's a very dramatic aria.